Welcome to the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, your best podcast spot for all things Cleveland Guardians baseball. Presented by WaitingForNextYear.com. Follow Matt on Twitter at Dairy Speaks and Todd at TDGuardiansKU. The Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast is on the air.
All right, it's an emergency edition of the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, WaitingForNextYear.com, the Evergreen Podcast Network. It's Matt and Todd with you on a Monday, November 6th, the day that will go down in the history books for this organization, as the Guardians, Todd, have a new manager, Stephen Vogt, who was like just playing, it seems like, last week. Longtime Oakland A's catcher wins the job. I'm not doing backflips. I'm not like, yes, Vogt. Like, what are the Guardians posted on social media? We stand with Vogt, or we believe in Vogt. I don't know what that means.
Well, that's the we believe in Stephen Vogt was the chant at the end of his playing career when he was in Oakland. That's what they used to chant. We believe in Stephen Vogt. In fact, if you go to breakingtea.com/dairy and you typed in Stephen Vogt, you would see the We Believe in Stephen Vogt t-shirt that they're selling. I've already reached out to Jamie at Breaking Tea and saying, can we get this shirt reprinted in red, white, and blue? And I got a nice thumbs up. So really? You could be seeing that soon on breakingtea.com/dairy.
All right. I mean, I don't know.
I'm one step ahead, baby.
What's that?
I'm always one step ahead, baby.
Yeah, you are. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm, you know, it's a Monday. I just spent the weekend at a fraternity house. So it's like, at age 50, it's not like it used to be.
But these Mondays are rough to begin with.
That's right, Richard. But here's where I'm at with it. I don't love it and I don't hate it. Like, I hate to be on the fence here, but I was rooting for Craig Counsell because Craig Counsell, quite honestly, is one of the best managers in baseball. He's been around for 9 years. And he's somebody that three teams are all bidding on, and we're hiring a guy that has no experience. So, but he's very liked around the sport. And it's obvious that he's ready to do this as a former catcher. I like that. And I think that that'll help somebody like Bo Naylor, but I'm kind of in the middle here. I'm not going nuts, but I'm also glad they didn't just hire Sandy Alomar or DeMarlo Hale. They went a little bit out of the box here, which I don't mind.
I like it from a couple of different standpoints. Number one, where Tito Francona excelled always, his number one skill was relating to the players and getting these guys to play hard for them. And being an ex-player, obviously carries cachet, and most managers are ex-players at this point. Now you've got someone in Stephen Vogt who – everything that you read and you hear was that he was a all-time great teammate. Everyone loved him that ever worked with him. I mean, there was a video that was floating around this morning showing that on his last day of his career, he was in the bullpen blocking balls in the dirt to help, you know, the younger catchers. Yeah. And that is a guy.
That. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And Dallas Braden, who was the, you know, his Oakland announcer and was a teammate of his, swears by him. And the ability to communicate right now is so important and goes so far. So I think that's a big plus. Also, you know, a younger guy is more analytically inclined, which I like. Now, I'm not one of these, you gotta be, you know, going by the binder, and it's got to be, you know, everything. You got to have some feel, but this is a guy who recently played, and I think will have a nice balance between analytics and gut feel, which I also, you know, again, everything that you read is that he is going to be this type of guy. And also, you know, I don't know if you read these quotes or not from Chris Antonetti, but I really enjoyed them. I mean, as we know, Antonetti and Chernoff are big, you know, they tell you nothing. Yes. Yes. But they tell you nothing by design, and they're really good at word salads and telling you nothing. But here's the quotes from Chris Antonetti. Stephen earned a reputation as one of the best teammates in the game across his 16-year career as a player. He played 11 years, by the way, in the majors. And we've greatly enjoyed the opportunity to get to know him over the past several weeks. Steven has thought critically about the type of leader and manager he wants to be. His deep care for others, his ability to build meaningful relationships with those around him, and his open-mindedness and curiosity makes him an ideal fit to lead our club moving forward. We couldn't be more excited to partner with Steven. The last sentence, we couldn't be more excited to partner with Steven, I think is a very big thing, because as you know, our front office here in Cleveland is a collaboration of voices. And I think that they were looking for somebody who could fit that mold and not have a, this is the way I'm going to do it. And if you don't like it, tough. Tito was very collaborative with them, but he was also Tito, so he got a little bit more of a leash on certain things. But that said, you hear that last year Tito wanted Bo Naylor from the beginning and the front office didn't. So you never know. But with all that said, I like that he is going to be a younger, collaborative voice in the clubhouse, someone that the players will respect, because the majority of these players on the team know him from his career, which ended at the end of 2022 with a home run in his last at bat where his kids announced him coming to the plate the last time. So I'm on board with it. I know that you're kind of on the fence. I like it. Craig Counsell would have been the all-time home run, not all-time, but would have been the home run hire because of his track record. But I don't mind going to a first-timer and seeing where we go here. We just had the same guy for 11 years.
No,
so
I know, and that's the way baseball has gone, and I'm glad. And look, our job, I think, compared to some of the other jobs, was pretty good. The Giants seem to be a bit of a mess. I don't know what went on with Kapler. The Angels are a complete joke. I might be hiring Buck Showalter for the 500th time. The Mets job, I don't trust that owner. I know that, you know, that, I don't know what they do besides just write checks. So not that I don't want the Guardians to write checks, because I do. I would like to see them go get us some corner outfielders, and we could have the greatest guy in the world in Steven Vogt. But if he's trotting out Miles Straw again opening day, you can count me out. But
say that again, there it is.
It's true. But on the other hand, I think what some fans will say, and this is why we do this show, is because we listen to the fans, and we have some fans that like the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. But the bottom line is
just a few
is that Craig, it's the same every time, right? Oh, we were in on Matt Olson. We were right there. Didn't get him. Oh, Sean Murphy, we were right there. We made an offer to Jose Abreu. We came in second. So now what's going to happen is with Craig Counsell, he's either going to go back to Milwaukee, which that's a bizarre scene in itself. Do they want him or not? Or he's going to take the money and go to the Mets. And then people will say, well, Guardians came in third. I'd like to come in first.
Okay. Now, on the other side of that, Craig Counsell's from Minnesota, from Wisconsin. He lives there full time, year round. He's been managing there for, I don't know, was it nine years, 10 years? Yeah, nine years.
Yeah.
And he's familiar with what's going on in that organization. Now they have a new general manager, so that may have changed him there. Also, the Mets can pay him and make him the most, you know, the highest paid manager in the game.
Right.
And have a giant payroll, and maybe he's like, all right, I've done this Midwest thing for a while. Let's see what the big market's about. And you can't compete with staying at home versus getting paid to be the richest manager in baseball. I don't know where, because as we all know, the Guardians aren't ponying up and competing with Steven Cohen when it comes to cash. So when it comes down to, like, if Milwaukee... Let's say hypothetically Milwaukee fired him and he did not want to go back there. I think we would have had a legitimate shot, but I think the Milwaukee thing is hanging out there, and it's his home and it's what he knows. And it's basically like, how much money can I get? I think he's just using the Mets as leverage personally.
Could be, but you see my point.
It's a very valid point. And
this happens
you're totally
all
right.
The time. And I'm tired of it happening all the time. I'd like to finish first when it's.
Hey, we finished first for Josh Bell.
What's that?
How'd that turn out?
I just saw he exercised his option for next year. Real surprise.
He exercised his option. That's about as surprising as the executive producer defending the Michigan Wolverines during the ongoing scandal. Come on.
It's nothing. It's just a hamburger. But no, seriously, I think the bottom line is that I'd like to see, okay, what does Stephen Vogt want? Like, when he views this team, is it going to be the youngest team in the game for the third straight year? Or are we going to go get some players to help this offense out? And, you know, certainly Manzardo's had a great Arizona Fall League. He's going to be playing and should be playing right away. Splitting time at first and DH with Josh Naylor. That's a bat that they need to add. And need to bring up now and play now. None of this. Well, Kyle's going to start in Columbus. Bullshit. Nope. He's starting here. You know.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm with you. I am with you 100%. And I know the other thing was that was Tito's thing. April and, you know, Tito used to always say, "Oh, April in Cleveland." You know, that was his thing. Maybe that's going to change. It, to me, Manzardo is a lock to be on this roster from day one. You need that bat. And he's the guy that you went out and got. If he's not in that opening day lineup, I'd be really, really shocked. Or he'll either be injured or have an awful, awful spring. I don't see it. I just don't see it. He's got to be in that lineup.
Yeah. And like I said, everybody is really saying nice things about Stephen Vogt. And he played for a lot of very good organizations that went and got him as a veteran. The Atlanta Braves thought highly enough of him at like 37 to give him a one-year deal. The Brewers, the Giants, the D-backs, teams that were winning all wanted this guy as part of their clubhouse culture. And let's be completely honest, and I can't believe I'm saying this on a Stephen Vogt emergency podcast today, but the Guardians missed Austin Hedges last year in a big way with
100% leadership
behind the plate. Look, he wouldn't have played a ton because Bo Naylor's coming on, but just that presence in the clubhouse and the dugout. And you had a manager last year that, quite honestly, I'm not saying Tito phoned it in, but he was retiring in the middle of the summer. Everybody knew it. So was the fire lit as much? Now you're going to get a different voice. And again, I commend the front office. They interviewed a lot of candidates. There were a lot of people that wanted the job. They didn't just hand it to Sarbaugh. They didn't just hand it to Sandy. They didn't just hand it to DeMarlo Hale. They're probably going to clean out the coaching staff. And I'm okay with that. You know what?
I would imagine.
Bo Parcells said it years ago, when you're around somewhere too long, you wear out your welcome. Sometimes a new voice is needed. And there definitely is a new voice needed. I'm going to give Stephen Vogt the benefit of the doubt. He's extremely well-liked and good. I'm a little worried. He's never done this before. So I'm hoping that there's a bench coach next to him that can really be that Brad Mills type that Tito had. And hopefully the Guardians pony up to get him some coaches and spend some money on that end as well as with the...
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dino Tripodis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at whiskeybusinesspod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Players, I think you bring up a great point. For a first-time manager, you got to have like an ex-manager or like a baseball lifer bench coach next to you making those decisions. And I got to believe he has someone in mind for that position who he's been, you know, close with, or maybe one of his, you know, former mentors, someone like that to come and sit on the bench next to him.
Long
I think
as it's
that
not Brad Ausmus, then I'm good.
Yeah, like I don't want.
It's like the Phil Martelli for Juwan Howard.
It's a great analogy.
Scratch the EPs back some more, but that's true.
Yeah, but no, that's a great analogy. But I think I agree with you. Also, it sounds to me, I mean, they announced last week that the greatest third base coach in Cleveland baseball history. Send him in. Sarby will no longer be with the franchise after 20 years, which sucks. Cause I love Sarbaugh. I think he was awesome at his job. He's not going to be back. Rigo Beltran, who was the bullpen coach, will not be back. It wouldn't shock me if Chris Valleca wasn't back. And you know, Carl Willis is probably going to retire and was probably hanging out with, you know, cause Tito's his guy. You know, I mean, what does Carl Willis need to continue to do this for? So we'll see. Listen, there. My only concern is the pitching staff and the pitching factory. And I'm going to guess that the way this franchise is, part of it is going to be Antonetti, Chernoff, and the rest of the front office saying, okay, we want you to pick a staff and we're good and whatever, but from the pitching side, we've got this thing on lock and we'd like to keep it the way it is. So we're going to have you interview some of our, you know, internal guys and see, I mean, who knows, you know, there's a managerial change in San Diego too. Maybe Uncle Ruben can come back.
They're a joke.
No, but maybe Niebla can come back and be the pitching coach. Who knows?
Bring Uncle Ruben back. Oh, I'd love
yeah.
That.
Why not?
I'd love that. That's a great call.
Great.
Chris Bassett just wrote, of the Blue Jays, my heart is full. Couldn't be happier for the Vogt family. Couldn't be happier for Cleveland. He's going to be incredible for the city and organization. Look, if he can, if Stephen Vogt can help recruit some players too that he maybe played with, let's go. I'm down. Mark me down. I'm like Tony from Seinfeld.
Hey, Tony, did you get some salmon salad for lunch? Because I know you don't like tuna. No, but
see,
yeah. What do you think? Are you down? I think that's another great point you bring up. Maybe he can recruit some of his ex-teammates that are good. I like a young new voice in there. I'm a fan of this hire. When it came down to, you know, some of these other guys, like the third base coach for the Dodgers, Clayton McCullough, or Carlos Mendoza from the Yankees, who was a bench coach, that wasn't, you know, maybe it's because these guys are, you know, no name coaches and other franchises that I don't know. I know Mendoza very well respected.
I'm cutting you off. Ken Rosenthal reporting, Craig Counsell will manage next season, but not the Brewers or Mets. He is heading to a team with an existing manager. Mets hiring Carlos Mendoza per Joel Sherman and John Heyman.
Wow.
This is bizarre.
Craig Counsell's not going to manage either because he's going to manage another team that has
a manager right
has
now.
A manager?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder who that would be.
I know.
Huh.
That's crazy. Someone's slipping the bag.
So Mendoza's going to the Mets.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so all the dominoes are starting to fall. This kind of makes more sense.
I like that the Mendoza was in with us too. I think we did a good job. I give the front office credit. They interviewed all these good candidates. I had no issue with how they did it. I wanted them to go get Kevin Cash. Kevin Cash probably asked for way too much money and wasn't going to leave Florida. And, you know, come on. There's not no pressure down there.
I got to believe that was the first call they made to gauge his interest, because Tito even said something to that effect, you know? So, but they did do a good job. And you know what else I liked? And I know some people really don't like this about our franchise, but in certain instances like this, I like it. They go about their business. They don't say anything. Things don't get leaked. I mean, how many times have we made a trade? Is this franchise made a trade out of the blue you did not know was coming, and there was no leaking on it? It was, you know, like you go up to the trade deadline. It's like, we're talking about this player. We're talking about this player. And it's not like we've been rumored to being after this guy for a month. It's always someone you've never heard of out of nowhere gets traded. You know, like was trading Aaron Civale for Kyle Manzardo on anyone's radar until it happened? I think it was the last day of the trade deadline when all of a sudden it was like, well, now they're talking about Aaron Civale. So I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Wow. This is a little crazy, but I think the Guardians also looked up and said, all right, we better act fast with Vogt, because now the Brewers apparently aren't getting Counsell back. So Counsell not going to the Brewers and Mets mean that, you know, I think that they figured we better get this guy signed. And obviously there was, and give Paul Hoynes credit. He was the one that broke the story.
Yeah.
You know, rarely a local guy breaking stuff. Usually it's the usual suspects. So that was a good play and a good job by the Cleveland.com zone, Paul Hoynes, but we'll see. Right. Again, the bottom line is you can be the greatest manager. Some of the best managers ever were managers that have players. Bruce Bochy went back to the Rangers, not because he wanted to manage some young guys. What did the Rangers do? They went out and bought. They spent money. The Rangers got Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, and Jacob deGrom for like a fortune. They bought on Max Scherzer. Now it didn't really play out. And yes, they developed enough guys, but.
But on the other side of it, look at the Mets. Look at what the Mets bought. How did that work out?
Well, right. I know, but the Rangers did it right. They got younger. They went out and got young guys. Semien, and they spent on Seager and Semien, who were in the primes of their career. The Mets traded for the redacted one who wants to, you know, change his hair color every 5 minutes. And Verlander and Scherzer who are both cooked.
I did enjoy the redacted one's commercials a lot during the World Series.
Did he win a gold glove? I didn't see.
I think today is when the National League's announced. Yesterday was the American League.
I thought he did.
But props to Stephen Kwan and Andrés Giménez for
back-to-back
gold glove seasons.
Well-deserved.
At least they were great with the glove. Now, if they can turn the bats back on, that'll be even better next year.
Congrats to Miles Straw on winning his Silver Slugger as well. I had to get a few of these in. Come on. What's going on at Rise and Grind? Give us a quick plug. We got to get out of here. I got a 1:30 here.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, real quick, riseandgrind.com.
I like the hat you're wearing.
Yeah. Oh, you can see me now. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just not looking at you because your camera's off. But yes, come get some of that merch. We got some cool merch going on. Riseandgrind.com. Also, all the classes that you want. East Side, corner of Chagrin and Brainerd. Above the Bank of America there, boot camp, bike boot camp, yoga, bar, interval training, you name it, we got it. Come check us out.
By the way, you ready for this?
Yep.
Craig Council, Cubs.
Oh, that's nauseating.
That's unbelievable.
Who is their manager that they just fired?
David Ross is getting fired.
Wait a minute. David Ross being replaced by Craig Council is the most nauseating thing
that's a Kevin Bacon game for Cleveland.
That's a kick in the balls is what that is.
Wow.
The guy who scored the winning run in 97 and the guy who homered in game 7 off Andrew Miller in the same sentence. That's vomitous. Ugh.
That's Ken Rosenthal all over it.
Wow. Well, it just gives me more reason to hate the Cubs now. Not that I needed more reason to hate that.
Staying in the division, man, they are going to boo the – if I'm a – that's a big rivalry, Brewers-Cubs. It's like, they're like down the street.
He probably doesn't have to move. That's probably why he – you know, it's fine. He can stay – he can keep his home. He'll probably, you know, have an apartment in the city and then go up to his – you know, it's an hour and a half drive.
Not even
hour drive.
That's awesome.
Lord.
Man, a little hot stove action today. Because all those people watched the World Series, you know, all two. You were watching.
I did.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for the emergency mini edition of the Dairy Brothers Guardians cast. Stephen Vogt is here. I guess we'll get our We Believe in Stephen Vogt shirts very soon. Vogt.
Can I just say one quick thing before we go?
Yeah.
When Stephen Vogt hit that home run in his last at bat, do you know who the guy who gave him the big hug waiting for him at home plate was?
Ernie Clement.
Ernie Clement, baby.
I remember that. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. The kids introducing him and him homer. That was sweet. And he's kind of an A's legend. You know.
And Ernie just tweeted out, best hire ever. He did, I swear.
That's awesome. Bring Ernie back.
You never know.
We only have 17 Ernies on our team.
Just say just what we need, another utility man. Oh, man.
All right, that'll do it for us. Todd, anything else?
Nope, I'm all good. I look forward to seeing you at Jer Jam next weekend.
There we go. Oh, yeah. And good luck to Red Autry and the Syracuse Orange tonight as they open up their season. College basketball season starts tonight.
Woo! Can't wait.
Out of room and out of here.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, genxgrownup.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, I think that was good enough.
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.